Hello and welcome to the Breeders' Cup preview as we focus in on the distaff. Mike Callahan, Sully Crotty. Going to take a look at those early morning line odds that we were talking about a week and a half away from the Breeders' Cup itself. Midnight Bizou is going to be the 8-5 morning line favorite in the early morning line for the distaff. Elate's going to be the second choice at 3-1. Paradise Woods is going to be 8-1. Blue Prize 10-1. Street Band coming off a nice performance in the Cotillion at 12-1, Serengeti Empress 12-1, Gruana 15-1. We don't expect her to run in this race, but in on the early developing distaff situation, she is 15-1. Secret Spice is 15-1. Ollie's Candy 15-1, and then Dunbar Road at 20-1. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, it's Midnight Bizou show to lose here. Elate's gonna go in the classic, probably 98% in the classic. But Bizou, this is her race to lose, deservingly so. She's been fantastic in 2019. I don't see how you can beat Midnight Bizou in here. I'm not taking anything away from anybody else because they've had great years. Blue Prize, the Judmont Spinster, Street Band, as you said, the Cotillion, and I'll talk about Street Band a little bit. Street Band came to Saratoga from Iowa and looked great, I thought. Ran a huge race in the Alabama, and then backed it up in the Cotillion, who I thought you got a steal at 7-1. So for me, as an upset play in here, I don't think you're going to get 12-1 on Treat Band. But if you're going to upset Midnight Bizou, who I thought had a lot left last time out at Belmont Park, I think Street Band's the way you want to go, especially with the scratch of Gruana, who's probably not going to run in the spot, and same with Elite.
Yeah, I agree with you. Over under on Midnight Bizou, 1-1. Over under.
She'll be 1-5 probably.
1-5.
Not even money. She'll be even money.
Yeah, I think she'll be. I think she'll be 4-5 potentially in this spot, especially with a late going in the classic. Paradise Woods, Blue Prize look to be and inherit the second and third choices in this spot. If I had to choose between the two, Blue Prize to me off the effort at Keeneland, the fact that she did beat Dunbar Road, and she was able to beat a late. And she didn't get the best setup either. They went really, really slow in that race. Blue Prize was sitting about fourth in that five-horse field, had to go really wide. And they all had their own chances at about mid-stretch. And Blue Prize was the horse that just took it to them. So I think that if you're trying to look for an alternative to Midnight Bizou, now listen, Midnight Bizou is going to have to regress. There's going to have to be a lot of factors that, you know, Midnight Bizou is not able to get the job done in this spot. But you're going to get really good value. And again, we've seen these situations before. We saw it with Unique Bello a couple years ago when she was 1-1 and was having those tremendous workouts, and we thought there's no way she can lose. It just seems to happen sometimes in the Breeders' Cup where these huge favorites aren't able to get the job done for whatever reason that it is. Doesn't mean it's going to happen to Midnight Bizou. She is a very talented horse in her own regard, but you know, if people are trying to look for value, and that's what we try to do, as handicappers and bettors, is take a look and try to find the value. I think the value is in Blue Prize. Paradise Woods, potentially the second or third choice in here, is an all-or-nothing horse, and this is her home track. This is a situation where Midnight Bizou, this is not her home track. Paradise Woods is normally out there. She's an all-or-nothing type of horse usually. She'll usually win by 5 or 6, or she'll finish third. But if for some reason you catch her on a really, really on day, she could potentially upset this field and the likes of Midnight Bizou. I think there's a couple different type of situations where you could say maybe there's a chance that Midnight Bizou could get beat.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Midnight Bizou got beat. But nonetheless, she definitely is a deserving favorite because of how good she's looked in 2019. And there were a lot of question marks because the first race she ran, I didn't think she was impressive, and just she continues to impress me ever since that first race of 2019. So I think it'll be a little tough to beat her. But as you said, Paradise Woods, Street Band is kind of the upset alert I would lean towards.
Serengeti Empress, I know that she's on here. I'm not sure if she's going to go in this spot. There is the potential that she does. But what are your thoughts with having as much speed as she does? Going this distance, she looked really good in the Kentucky Oaks going wire to wire. She may have to face the likes of Paradise Woods on the front end. But again, Midnight Bizou is a horse that doesn't need to get to the lead. Paradise Woods likes to sit about second. Blue Prize is going to be farther back. Street Band is going to be farther back. So is Ollie's Candy and Street Spice. Is there a potential that Serengeti-Epris just gets loose on the lead and goes?
There is. I mean, I think that's where she's going to run her best on the lead. And she's, you know, if she does run in here, her and Paradise Woods, I think, set the race up for a Bizu, for a Street Band, you know. But I think Serengeti-Epris needs the lead and play a little Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, it's going to be quite an interesting race. All right, as a bettor, and again, I don't want to put you on the spot, especially a week and a half out, do you single Midnight Bizu in this spot?
No.
Because people are going to be trying to cut down on their total tickets. Obviously, cost becomes quite big when you want to throw in horses, and everybody would like to spread out as much as they can. But when you have a bankroll, and we've gone over a lot of these Breeders' Cup races and focused in on them, is she the closest to being a single in all of these divisions?
Wow, that's a great question. I would say yes, but am I going to single her? No. These are the type of days where pick fives completely blow up and they don't chalk out. If you need a single, she's the horse that I would single in the whole sequence. And that's including a Bricks and Mortar. That's including a Sister Charlie. I think she is your single if you need the single for bankroll purposes.
I agree with that. I think she would potentially be the single because, again, people are going to want to be looking to cut down on the cost of tickets. And if she is 4-5 and you're not really thrilled on taking horses at 15, 16-1 and then saying, oh, man, Midnight Bizu beat me, you may be able to single her in some of those multi-race wagers and then hope for some 15-20-1 shots coming in on the front end and the back end of some pick threes. And there you go. You sort of made your score for the Breeders' Cup. So this is where all of the factors of handicapping and money management and trying to formulate a ticket come into a factor. So this is going to be a quite an interesting distaff. So those are our thoughts on the Breeders' Cup distaff. Good luck.